B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to learn Beit Daf Dalet. We're going to start 16 lines from the bottom, from the top of the Omud. Says the Gemara Tanya, we saw in the Mishnah on Daf Beis that a beitzah shenoiled on Yom Tov, an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, a machlekes b'shamay and b'shilel. B'shamay say one's allowed to eat it, and b'shilel say one is not allowed to eat it. And we had a shaila in the Gemara, according to Rav Nachman, it's talking about that the hen was muktzah, and so is the egg, and then it's a machlekes whether we hold of muktzah, we don't hold of muktzah. We had Rabbi Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak who said that we're not talking about muktzah, the hen is actually one that was designated to be eaten, and therefore it's not muktzah. And it just, the question is, if it's not muktzah, why does Bis Hillel say you shouldn't eat it? According to Rabbi, it's talking about if there was a Shabbos the day before, and then there's a Gzeris HaKosov, a Pasuk from where we learn that Yom Tov meals must not be prepared on Shabbos the day before, and since the egg was laid on Yom Tov, it was finished being prepared by Hashem, but it was finished being prepared on the day before Yom Tov, and therefore you're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov because it was on Shabbos. And Rav Yosef and Rav Yitzchak say that even if it's a regular Yom Tov, not a Yom Tov after Shabbos, nonetheless there's a gzeira, either Otu Peiris Shenoshru or Mashkin Shezovu. So now we're going to find another braisa discussing this halacha. Tanya Achirim Oimrim Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. It was said in the name of Rabbi Eliezer that beitza, an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, toichal, you can eat the egg, hi ve'imo. Not only the egg, you can also eat the hen, the mother of this egg. Asks the Gemara, b'mai oskinon. What are we talking about here? What type of hen are we talking about? I leima b'tarnegoiles ha'imedes le'achila. Are we talking about a tarnegoiles, which is not muktzah? And if the hen is not muktzah, then there's no chiddush that you're allowed to eat the hen, the mother. It's not muktzah. The whole discussion would only be regarding the egg. Whether there's hachonah derabba, if it was a Yom Tov after Shabbos, whether there's a gezeira because of noilad, is it like peiris shenoshru, is it like mayim shezovu? But for the hen itself, the hen is not muktzah. Why are you telling us that that pshita is poshut, that the hen is allowed to be eaten, that not only is the egg allowed to be eaten, but even the mother's allowed to be eaten? Why do you have to tell me about the mother? It suffices to tell us that the egg is allowed to be eaten, conforming with Bishamai, who says that there's that in Beitza Shanel to be allowed to eat the egg. But why are you adding in here that you can eat the hen? The hen wasn't muktza. Answers the Gemara, Elo b'tarnegoiles ha'imedes legadel beitzim. It's talking about a hen that was designated to lay eggs, and therefore the hen itself is muktza. And we know that Rabbi Eliezer, we see this in other places, we're going to see this later on Daf Lamed Daled, Rabbi Eliezer holds of muktza. He's not one of those who say that there's no issue of muktza. Rabbi Eliezer holds of muktza. And then the question is that hi ve'imo asura. Then both the mother and the hen and the egg should both be mukta. How can you say that Rabbi Eliezer says beitza toichal hi ve'imo, that you're allowed to eat it? You're not allowed to eat it. They're mukta. Om Reb Zeira says Reb Zeira, what the braisa means when it says according to Rabbi Eliezer that toichal hi ve'imo, it doesn't mean you can eat the egg and you can eat the hen. No, toichal agav imo. Which means that in the event that we're talking about a type of chicken that you're a type of hen that you're allowed to eat, only then you're allowed to eat the egg as well. And if in the event that you're not allowed to eat the mother, you're not allowed to eat the hen, the egg. Hey chadomi, what are we talking about? What does that mean? Either the hen is mukta or the hen is not mukta. Either the hen is designated to lay eggs and then it's mukta, or it's designated to be eaten and then it's not mukta. What does it mean that the egg can be eaten agav ima only because the mother can be eaten? What sort of circumstance are we talking about? Omar Abaya, kegoin shelok chostam. If somebody bought a hen without having a specific intention of what he's going to do with it, is he going to use it to lay eggs? Is he going to use it to eat? And then when what's going to determine the status of the hen, whether it's mukta or not? What will determine it is what you do with it. Nishchato, if you're going to shecht the hen, then huvrara, then it will become clear that this hen is for food and it's not muktza. Huvrara dul achila imedes, then it's clear that it wasn't muktza, that this hen was designated to be eaten. And then And then obviously the egg will also be mutter. Loin nishchato, if you don't shecht the hen, then hovera, it will become clear that the legadel beitzim oimedes, then that you have this hen in order for it to lay eggs, and then it's mukta. And in that case, the egg will not be allowed to be eaten. So the Braisa says, Beitzo is toichal hiva imo, is telling us that in the event and when it becomes clear that what the mother was designated for, then you'll know what the status is with the egg. Continues the Gemara, Rav Mori Omar, Rav Mori says, Guzmuktoni. Rav Mori says, no, we're not talking about a hen that was bought with out any specific intention. No, it was bought specifically to be used as food, and it's not mukta. And indeed, the whole chiddush is only regarding the egg, that even though it's not mukta, there's other issues. There's hachon issues, there's mashkinche zovu, there's peiris shenoshu, there's other issues. But with the mother, with the hen, there's no issue whatsoever. So we asked a question before, so why does it say that you can eat it hi v'imo? So he says, Guzma Katoni, it's just like a type of exaggeration. The Braisa was so adamant, Rabbi Eliezer was so adamant and insistent to prove that the hen is not mukta, that he says, you can eat the egg and you can eat the egg's mother. It's all not mukta. D'tanya, with this concept that we would sometimes add on unnecessary and sometimes even inaccurate details just in order to impress on us the halacha, we saw in the Braisa, D'tanya, Achirim Oimrim, Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Beitza Toichal, this egg can be eaten, he, you can eat it, Ve'imo, and its mother, Ve'efreach, and a chick, Ve'kliposoi, and the shell holding the chick. Asks the Gemara, my kliposoi, what does it mean that you can eat the shell? Ile meklipo mamash, does it mean actually eating the shell? Klipo basachilohi, can you eat the shell of an egg? You can't eat the shell of a chick, the shell of an egg. What it means is that not only can you eat the hen, you can eat the egg, but even if chick inside the egg, you can eat it as well. When the chick is still inside the egg, that also can't be what the Braisa means when it says the klipo. Why? Because adkan pligi, the whole machlekes in the Braisa, whether it's you're allowed to eat this chick or not, is Rabon Adkan Lepligi Rabon on a Leja Blezer Ben Yankov Elo Hecha de Yotzela Avira Oilom. Only when the chick was born, so to speak, when it was already hatched, then there's a machlekas, are you allowed to eat it? Are you not allowed to eat it? Aval Hecha de Lo Yotzela Avira Oilom, but in a case where the chick is still inside the egg, Lepligi, everyone agrees that it's Osa. You're not allowed to eat the chick. So what does it mean when the Braisa says that you can eat the efroyach and the chick and the kliposoi? Elo efroyach v'kliposoi dugma, guzma. This that the Braisa says, that you can eat the efroyach, the chick, and you can eat the shell, the peel, is guzma, it's just an exaggeration. We're not talking about that the efroyach is still in the klipo. No, it was born, it was hatched, and according to Rebbe Eliezer, you're allowed to eat it. And when it says klipa, it means the peels. Even though you can't eat it, you can't eat the shells of an egg. But it just adds on all the extra, as much as you can, just add it on the list to impress on us that the egg and all that's involved with this egg is not mukta and is allowed to be eaten. Hochanami toichal hi v'imo guzma, so too in our braisa that we're discussing here, when it says you can eat the egg and you can eat the mother, the chick, the hen, it's just a guzma, it doesn't really need to say it, because since we're talking about a hen which is designated as food to be eaten, it goes without saying that it's not mukta, and there's no reason in the world one shouldn't be able to eat it. And this whole discussion about a chick that was not yet hatched, and the various stages of this chick, when one isn't allowed to eat it, we're going to discuss that later on Davov Imritz Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Itmar. And now we're embarking on a sugya where there's going to be three halachas, all involving Shitas Rav, and they're going to be discussing when you have 2 days next to each other, how one day influences a different day. And you have this either a Shabbos and a Yom Tov next to each other, and we've already touched on this a little bit. When you have a Shabbos after a Yom Tov or a Yom Tov after a Shabbos, then there's issues when an egg, for example, is laid on the Yom Tov after a Shabbos, since it finished getting prepared the day before on the Shabbos inside the chick, inside the hen, then there's an issue according to Rabbah of Hachonah de Rabbah. And so there, the 2 days being next to each other influence each other. We have a regular 2 day Yom Tov in Chutz Laaretz. How do they influence each other? And we have a 2 day Rosh Hashanah, where even in Eretz Yisrael you keep 2 days Rosh Hashanah, and how do they influence each other? And that's going to be the topic of the next sugya. Says the Gemara Itmar, Shabbos v'Yom Tov. When you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov next to each other, so the machlokes is Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, Rav Omar noil do bezeh asura bezeh. That if this egg, if it was, that means the day that the egg was laid, of course you're not allowed to eat it. But even the day afterwards, you're not allowed to eat it. So if you've got a Shabbos and a Yom Tov next to each other, and the egg was laid on the first of the two, you're not allowed to eat it on the second of the two either. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, noil do bezeh muteres bezeh. Rabbi Yochanan says it's okay. If it was born on the first day, then on that day it's a Beit HaShenoel Dor, you're not allowed to eat it. On the next day, you're allowed to eat it. So the Gemara is suggesting, Neima Kasova Rav, Kedusha Achasi. Could it be that Rav, who says, Noel Dor Bezeh, Asura Bezeh, is because Rav holds, when you have a Shabbos and Yom Tov next to each other, we view it as being a single long day of Kedusha, day of Issa Melocha. And it, since it's considered as one Kedusha, therefore, when it says Beitzo Shenoel Dor B'Yom Tov, it means the whole 48 hours of Kedusha that is considered the day that the egg was laid, and therefore is Osa. The Gemara says that can't be. V'Omar Rav. Rav said explicitly, Alocha Karboz, Kenim V'Alibud Reb Eliezer, that the Alocha is like those four elders in the name of Reb Eliezer, the Omar Shtei Kedusha Isain, who says that they are considered as two separate Kedushas. And we've already discussed previously, the halachic ramification of that would be, are you allowed to have a separate Eruv for each day? If you want to go outside the Tchum, can you put an Eruv in the Mizrach for the first day and an Eruv in the Meiriv for a second day? If it's one Kedusha, you can't. If it's two Kedushas, you can. Elohocha, so if they're not arguing, if even Rav holds it's two Kedushas, why does Rav say that an egg that was laid on one day is not allowed to be eaten even the next day? They're arguing in the topic of Hachona de Rabba that we saw before. Rav Isli Hachona de Rabba. Rav says that a meal of Shabbos or Yom Tov is not allowed to be prepared the day before. And therefore, if an egg is laid on the first of these 2 days, then it's not allowed to be used to be eaten on the second of the 2 days. Rabbi Yochanan Lesli Hachona de Rabba. Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of Hachona de Rabba. And therefore, if there's no Achana de Rabba, there's no reason in the world not to eat the egg the day after it was laid. And even though we saw in the previous Gemara that if an egg is laid on one day, then actually it was finished the day before. Over here we're talking about Yom Tov after Shabbos, and the egg was laid on Shabbos, so when was it actually finished being prepared? On Friday. So why should Achana de Rabba be an issue about not eating it on Sunday, which is Yom Tov? So Tosis asks that, and Tosis says that it's true that what we said before, that the primary hachona of the egg is the day before it was laid. But the laying itself is also a type of hachona. It's also a type of preparation for a meal that you can later make with this egg. And therefore, if it was actually laid on a Shabbos, it's going to be asa on the Yom Tov, on the Sunday after it. That's one answer, in which case it's an Issa min HaTorah, Gzeira de Rabba. And the second answer, Tosfos says, is virtue of the fact that it was laid on Shabbos and not laid on Sunday. Had it been laid on Sunday, which is Yom Tov, it would be Issa min HaTorah because it would have then been prepared on Shabbos, Hachona de Rabba. So virtue of the fact that it was laid on Shabbos and then it was just prepared on Friday, that alone is going to allow it to be eaten on Sunday, that in itself is considered a hachana from Shabbos to Yom Tov, and therefore is an issue, and then it's only an Issa d'Rabbanon. Those are the two explanations of Tosfos to answer this problem. Continues the Gemara Ketanoi. This discussion here of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan we see in the Tanoim. Noel do b'Shabbos, toichel b'Yom Tov. If an egg was laid on Shabbos, you're allowed to eat it on Sunday, which is Yom Tov. B'Yom Tov, toichel b'Shabbos. If it was laid on Yom Tov, on a Friday, you're allowed to eat it on the day after, on Shabbos. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer, Adayin hi machlekes. It's not so clear. It's a machlekes. Shebishamay Omerim Toichel, Ubishilal Omerim Loi Toichel. According to Bishamay, you're allowed to eat it on the day after. And according to Bishilal, you're not allowed to eat it on the day after. And exactly what the machlokes is b'shamayim b'tzilel, and is it and how all this works is a discussion in the Mefarshim here. But that is the basic pshat in the Gemara. That according to Beis Shammai, in the same way as it's mutter to be eaten on the day it was laid, it's mutter to be eaten the day after it was laid. And Beis Hillel say that the same reason it's also to eat it the day it was laid, it's also to eat it the day after it was laid. Continues the Gemara. Ushbizchinei derev adabahava, the host, the place where adabahava was staying, havale hanuch beitzim yom tov l'shabbos. He had these eggs that were laid on Yom Tov, which was on a Friday, and now he wanted to know what's with Shabbos. Also, the host came to Rav Ada Ba'ava, and Omaleni asked him, "My, what's the halacha le'atvin ho'idna today on Yom Tov, which is Friday? I understand I can't eat them. Beit Hashanel de Yom Tov, b'shilol say lo teichel. So I can't eat them. Are they mukta? Or no? Maybe I just can't eat them, but I can roast them today. I can be soil them. I can prepare them today on Yom Tov." You're allowed to do that. Ho'idna v'nichlinu l'mocha, and I'll eat them tomorrow on Shabbos. And tomorrow, it wasn't laid tomorrow. So if it was laid today, you're allowed to eat it tomorrow. The problem is it's Shabbos, so tomorrow I can't prepare it because of Hilchos Shabbos. Can I prepare it in advance today? Omerli. So Rav Ada Ba'ava said to this person who asked him the question, "My daitich, you're taking it for granted that tomorrow you're allowed to eat it. You're just asking me, am I allowed to prepare it today? But you're taking it for granted you can eat it the next day." It seems that you've taken it for granted that since we saw it was a machlokes before, whether if an egg was laid on Yom Tov, are you allowed to eat it on the day after on Shabbos? If it was laid on Friday, which is Yom Tov, can you eat it on Shabbos? You're taking it for granted you can eat it on Shabbos. You're just asking me, can I prepare it on Friday? Why are you taking that for granted? Because Rav Rabbi Yechanan, halacha Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever Rav and Rabbi Yechanan are arguing, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanan. And Rabbi Yechanan said a few lines earlier that Neil Dabazeh Muteres Bazeh. Is that true? Is that what you're understanding? You're right. But look well into what Rabbi Yechanan actually holds. Afilu Rabbi Yechanan loika shori elo legoim o lemochor. Rabbi Yechanan only said that if the egg was born or was laid on Yom Tov, which was Erev Shabbos, then on Shabbos you're allowed to eat it. You can't cook it on Shabbos, but you can swallow it. You can swallow it raw. That's called, you can only the next day, you can swallow it that way. Avol b'yoyme, but the day that it was laid, which was the Friday, which was Yom Tov, loy, not only are you not allowed to eat it, you're not even allowed to touch it. It's mukta, and you're not allowed to even prepare it. Proof to that is in a braisa. V'otani, we learnt in a braisa, achas beitza shenelda b'shabbos, v'achas beitza shenelda b'yom tov, ein metaltel in oisa. The day that an egg was laid, if it was Shabbos or Yom Tov, not only are you not allowed to eat it, you're not even allowed to move it. Loy lechasis b'oisa kli, not in order to cover a little utensil with it, v'loy lismich bo kari amita, nor to lean anything on these eggs. You're not allowed to touch these eggs at all. Continues the Gemara, Ushbizchine der of Papa, the host where Papa was staying, Vomilo Hahu Gavra, and some say it was just an individual, the Osila Kameder of Papa came before of Papa. Havale Hanoch Beitzim Mishabbos Liyomtov. He had these eggs that were laid on Shabbos, and the question was, what do we do now with Yomtov? Osila Kame. So they came before Rav Papa. Omalein asked him, Ma'ul Michlin Hulamachar. We understand that on Shabbos, when these eggs were actually laid, we're not allowed to eat them, even without cooking them. Cooking, of course, you can't cook on Shabbos, but even just to swallow them raw, we're not allowed to, because it was laid today. The question is, what's tomorrow? Tomorrow, Sunday, is Yom Tov. This is the very question we're discussing. Omerli, so Papa told this person, Zil ho'idna, go, leave me today. Don't ask me this question today. The Sol and Mochor come back tomorrow and ask me the question. The Rav, because Rav lo imayka amayra ilave miyoyim etov lechavrei, because Rav was used to, from the Yom Tov meal, whenever he ate his Yom Tov meal until the next day, he would not give a drasha in the shul. He was used to ruling halachic rulings in his drasha, and he used to have a translator, somebody who would say over what he was saying, called an amayra, a speaker, so to speak. To say over, he would speak more gently and quietly. He would have somebody with a loud enough voice that would relay what he's saying to the public, and he wouldn't give such a drasha after a Yontov meal, because of the wine that he drank, he was slightly, maybe intoxicated or not completely with a clear mind, and one is not allowed to answer halachic rulings in such a state. Mishum shikrus, because of the shikrus, because of the alcohol in the wine. Ki osa lemachor. The following day, this person came back to Rav Papa, Omar Le, and Rav Papa said to him, Iku hashta ishtali. Had I answered you yesterday, I would have made a mistake, because I had forgotten. There was something I forgot. V'omri lecha, I would have told you yesterday that Rav Rabbi Yechanon, halacha k'Rabbi Yechanon, that when you have a machleik as Rav and Rabbi Yechanon, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechanon, and you can eat the egg on Yom Tov, because Rabbi Yechanon said before, as we saw early on in the sugya, Noel da bezeh, muteres bezeh. But it's not the truth. Ha'omar Rav, Rav said, Hilchasa kavasei de Rav, behani tlas. Because in three halachas that we're discussing here, the halacha is not like the general rule, like Rabbi Yechanon, rather the halacha is like Rav. Bein nekula, bein nechumra. In halacha number two, it's going to, which we haven't learned yet, it's going to be a kula. In halacha number one and halacha number three, it's actually going to be a chumra. Halacha number one we've already learned, and that is when you have Shabbos and Yom Tov next to each other, that Rav said, as we saw at the beginning of the sugya, Noelda bezeh, Asura bezeh, as we said before, because Rav holds of Hachonah de Rabba, and therefore one's not allowed to eat an egg on Yom Tov that was laid on Shabbos, or vice versa. So that was that first halacha, and that is what Rav Papa said. Continues the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Eitzim shenoshru min adekel b'Shabbos. If you had woods that fell off a tree on Shabbos, when Shabbos came in, they were on the tree. Now they'd fallen off. The question is, now the net on Sunday is going to be Yom Tov. Are you allowed to use these woods that were mukta, that were on the tree when Shabbos came in? On Shabbos they fell off. Are you allowed to use them for firewood on Yom Tov the next day? Also, Lasikon Rabbi Yechanan said you're not allowed to use them by Yom Tov the next day. The question is, Rabbi Yechanan said that even if you're going to say that Eitzim Shenoshru is compared somewhat to Beitzah Shenolda, but Rabbi Yechanan said that in the beginning of the sugya, Noelda bezeh, muteres bezeh. So why over here is he not allowed to use these woods on Sunday, which is Yom Tov? Says Rabbi Yechanan, v'al tashiveini beitzah. And don't ask me a contradiction to what I ruled regarding the egg, that one would be allowed to use an egg that laid on Shabbos on Yom Tov on Sunday. My Tama. He explains as follows. Beitzah, the beitzah de b'yoymo loichazio l'goymo, v'loiko shorili. Beitzah mishum de b'yoymo nami chazio l'goymo, v'loiko shorili ad l'mochor. Meite yidia de bas yoymo asruo. Because when it comes to an egg, why is there's no issa intrinsically? It's not one of the lamed tes melachos not to swallow this egg on Shabbos. Why we're not allowed to swallow this egg on Shabbos? Everybody will know, because it's an egg that was laid on the day it was laid. You're not allowed to eat it. It's mukta or any other reasons that we've discussed. So, and then they'll know that the same would be true were this egg to have been laid tomorrow on Yom Tov. The same thing would apply. You're not allowed to eat it on Yom Tov. And the only, and because there is no reason, there's no reason to blame the Issa on the fact that it's Shabbos more than the fact that it's Yom Tov. There's a halacha, Beitzah Shenoldo is also. However, Eitzim, when it comes to these woods, that on Shabbos is nothing to do with the fact that it was Noilad, it's nothing to do with Mukta, it's nothing to do with any of these halachas. You're not allowed to light a fire on Shabbos. It says in the Torah, Lo Sivar Ruesh, it's one of the Lama Tes Malachis. So I may have thought that Yishori Lelemachar, if you're going to allow them to use these woods on Sunday, on Yom Tov, people will think the only reason that on Shabbos that you didn't let us use these woods is because you can't use woods on Shabbos, you can't burn on Shabbos. But Osi Lemeimah, they'll say, Debiyoimah, had these woods fallen off on Yom Tov, there'll be no issue. There's no Issav Lo Sivar or Eish on Yom Tov. You're allowed to kindle a fire on Yom Tov if you need to. And Nami Shori, and it will be Mutter. And the truth is, it won't be muta, because if there were this wood to fall off on Yom Tov, there would be a problem with it, because it's similar to a Beitzah Shenolda b'Yom Tov. You're not allowed to use it that day. V'etmol, people will say that yesterday on Shabbos, Mishum Shabbos, u'delechazi la'asalka, the only reason it was asa is not because it came off the tree on Shabbos and it's like a Beitzah Shenolda. People will think it's because of Lo Sivar Ruesh.
And then they won't realize that the same concern would apply to Yom Tov were the wood to have fallen off the tree on Yom Tov. And now the Gemara is continuing with another detail of woods that fell off a tree on Yom Tov. Omer of Masna, Eitzim Shenoshru min Adekel, woods, branches that fell off a tree, L'toich HaTanur, into an oven, B'Yom Tov on Yom Tov. What are you allowed to do? We know that you're not allowed to use their muktza. It's like Eitzim Shenoshru is like Beitza Shenolda. On Yom Tov, you're not allowed to use it. The question is, it's now in the oven. What do we do? Says Rav Masna, Marbe Aleim Eitzim Muchonim. Take more woods, those woods that are not mukta, woods that were already prepared from before Yom Tov and are not mukta, and put them in the oven and be marubeh. Make sure there's more woods in the oven, more branches and logs in the oven that are not mukta than those that are mukta. Umasikon, and then you can light the oven. That's what Rav Masna said. Asks the Gemara about Mahapich B'Yisura. When you churn the logs round and you move them from side to side, which is typical in an oven, then you're actually moving the muktzah, because those branches that fell off the tree are considered muktzah. Answers the Gemara, Kivin deruba dehatera ninu, since most of the logs are mutar, it's considered bottle, it's nullified, the issa is nullified, and kika mahapich, behatera ka mahapich, when you're turning over the woods, we consider it as if you're only turning over woods that are not muktzah, and it's okay. Asks the Gemara, v'hoka mevatel isura lekatchila. We know this is a utnan. There's a Mishnah in Maseches Chumos from which we learn that ein mevatlin issa lekatchila. You're not allowed to go out of your way and do something to nullify an issa. If the issa became mixed into a majority, depending on what halachas we're talking about, 100, 200, 60, just a majority, whatever it might be, that once it becomes bottle, the issa is nullified. But to be mevatlit biyadayim, you're not allowed to do that. Over here, you've got mukta in the oven, and we're telling him, add more logs and be mevatel the issa. You're not allowed to be mevatel issa lekatchila. Answers the Gemara, hanimili b'deiraisa. When there's an issa deiraisa, don't be mevatel it b'yodayim. Avol b'derabonon, mevatlin. But if it's only an issa derabonon, because it's only talking about mukta, mukta is an issa derabonon, you're allowed to be mevatel the issa b'yodayim. Asks the Gemara of Ashi, Rav Ashi that we already saw in Daftalad Amud Aleph, the Omar called Dovosh Yeshle Matirin, any Issa that with the passage of time would become Mutter, a Filu B'drabonon, even in Isurim Drabonon, Loi Bottle, the concept of Bittle doesn't apply. Over here, where the whole problem is Mukta, because it's woods that fell off the tree on Yom Tov, wait till after Yom Tov, and then there's no Issa to use them. There's no Mukta after Yom Tov, so why are you allowing us to use Bittle on Yom Tov? How are you going to explain this? How can you, Rav Masna, allow us to resort to bittle and to nullify the issa of these woods? Answers the Gemara, when is it true that a dovosh yeshli matirin is something which we don't allow you to rely on the bittle, and we say, even if it's nizbatl, at the end of the day, there's some issa here. There's an issa that would become mutter with the passage of time. Don't nullify the issa. Don't view it as if it's mutter just because it's bottle, because there's a majority of heter. No, just view it as issa, because it's a shame to use something in issa when you can use it beheter. But that's only if when you're using it, it's still awesome. But hocha, however, over here, when it comes to the woods, when you're actually benefiting from the woods, the heat of the woods, when you're in the oven, by that time, the issa has already been totally burnt up. You're not having direct benefit from the issa, because mikle koli, the woods are getting burnt up, and only from the wood and the heat from post-burning is what you're benefiting from. Kamakle koli isura, the issa is getting burnt up. In that case, that when you actually have benefit, the issa is no longer there. Over there, even Rav Ashi will agree that we can be mevatlit, and it's okay. So that was, we're coming back to what we saw at the beginning of the Omud. Rav's halacha number one was Yom Tov after Shabbos, or Shabbos after Yom Tov, where Rav said that Noil do bezeh, Asura bezeh, and Rav said we paskin like Rav, even though normally we paskin like Rabbi Yechanan, who argues with Rav. And then it's a chumrah. Continues the Gemara. And now we're moving on to the second halacha of Rav, that Rav said the halacha was like him, and here it's going to be a kula. Shnei yomim toivim shel gol yois. We know that in Chutz La'aretz there are 2 days of Yom Tov. because in Chutz Loretz, at least initially, they didn't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was, they didn't know when the 15th of Nisan was, because they didn't know when the 1st of Nisan was, they didn't know if Adar had 29 days or 30 days, so they had to just always be machmir for 2 days. 2 days for Sukkos, first day Sukkos, 2 days Shmini Atzeres, 2 days Pesach, 2 days Shvi'i Shel Pesach, 2 days Shavuos, they would have to have 2 days. So Shnei Yomim Tovim Shel Kol Yos. Rav Omar Noel Do Bezeh Muteres Bezeh. Rav says that Locho Beitzah She Noel Do Yom Tov, if an egg was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, on the second day of Yom Tov, you're allowed to have Hano, you're allowed to, it's not Mukta, you're allowed to eat it. Rav Asi Omar Noel Do Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Rav Asi argued with Rav and said no, that the first day, it's also even the second day. Asks the Gemara, Lema Kosova Rav Asi Kedusha Achasi. So can we assume that the reason that Rav Asi says it's also is because he sees the 2 days as a single one long day of Yom Tov? In Eretz Yisrael, there's 1 day of 24 hours, and in Chutz Laaretz, there's 1 day of 48 hours, because that was the Gzeira that the Chachomim said. Because the Chachomim said that in Chutz Laaretz, you don't know exactly when the first day is, have a long first day of 48 hours. Is that the reason that Rav Asi says, Noel Do Bezeh, Asur Bezeh? V'Rav Asi Mavdil Miyoyim Tovo Lechavrei. Rav Asi held that between the 2 days of Yom Tov, you actually say a Havdalah. Well, if it's just one long day of 48 hours, you wouldn't be saying Havdalah in between. If it's two separate days, maybe one day, maybe the next day, then I can understand that you say Havdalah. So says the Gemara, that the truth is, Rasi Sfuke Musapkele. He wasn't sure whether it's one long day of 48 hours or 2 days of 24 hours. He had a Sofik. So when it came to Havdalah, he would make Havdalah. And when it came to a Beitzah Shenold on the first day, he would be Machmer as if it's one long day, as of 48 hours. V'ovid hachel l'chumra, v'hachel l'chumra. He was machmir on both sides. Omer Rabzeiro. Rabzeiro says, Kavosei de Rav Asi Mistaber. It's probable, like Rav Asi, that Noel Do Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Why? I'll prove it to you. Dohidna, nowadays, Yodinon Bekriya de Yarcha. Today, because we have the Luach, and because we know the Chochma of when Rosh Chodesh is in actual fact, with the Moilad, and we know all the whole chokhmah of the kviya, of the fixing of the months. And nonetheless, we have 2 days Yom Tov. Why do we have 2 days Yom Tov? If the only reason that l'katchila we had 2 days, because we weren't sure, is it this day, is it that day? Well, today you are sure. So just have 1 day. So it must be that no. The reason that we have 2 days is because the chachomim were mesaken that in Chutz Laaretz, where in the time when they didn't have the chokhma of the Kriya Diyarcha, and they were relying on the Kiddush HaChodesh, they were relying on the Shluchei Beis Din, the agents of the Beis Din, to come round and tell us when Rosh Chodesh was, that today the Chachomim decreed that we want you to have a 48-hour Yom Tov. And therefore, once the Chachomim said, have a 48-hour Yom Tov, don't take into account the Tzofik, we're creating a new essence of a 48-hour Yom Tov, and therefore we can understand that even today, that we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, the Chachomim said that in Chutz Loretz, you have a 48-hour Yom Tov. You do that even when you know when Rosh Chodesh is. Omar Abai argued with Abzera and said, Kavosei de Rav Mistaber, it's actually more probable like Rav, where Rav says, Noel Do Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. And we actually assume that it's two separate days. Aye, there's no 2 days Yom Tov, there's just 1 day Yom Tov. Yeah, it's a Sofik, you don't know, so you have to have 2 days. But when you do know, then you just keep the day that you know. Didnan, we learned in the Mishnah. Boreshoinu at first, hoyu masiyin masuois, that in, how would they tell everybody that when Rosh Chodesh was, they would get up on the high mountains on the hills, they would light these big torches, these big fires, and then from one mountain to the next, from one hilltop to the next, they would see these torches and in turn light another torch. And that way, very quickly, everybody would know there's a torch, it was Rosh Chodesh. They would know exactly when Rosh Chodesh was. Mishakilkalu akutim, at some point the kutim, the Roshoim, they intended on confusing Klal Yisrael, so they would put torches up on the wrong day. At that point, the Chachamim and Masakan, that agents are actually going to go around in person, Shluchim Beis Din, and tell people, go from city to city and tell them when Rosh Chodesh was. And by the time it came to Yom Tov, the people who were close enough that the agents could get there within 2 weeks would know when Pesach was, when Sukkot was. So what do we see from here? V'ilu botlu ha-kutim, and when the kutim would no longer be a threat of dinon chad yoimah, then they would go back to the one day when we know, if and when we know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, we'll just keep the one day of Yom Tov. V'heichad amot yishluchim, and also in the place where the agents actually arrived, of dinon chad yoimah, they would only keep one day Yom Tov, because they knew exactly when Yom Tov was. So if we see from there very clearly that it's not that the Chachamim said, keep 2 days because you don't know. No. Keep one day. If you don't know which day, you have to keep them both. But not that we are telling you that there is a 2 day Yom Tov. The Gemara says, okay, I understand that. But if so, nowadays where we know exactly when Yom Tov is, and we know when Rosh Chodesh is, my time of Dinon Tre Yoima. If so, nowadays, why are we keeping 2 days? Why are we not keeping just one day? According to what you, Rav, are saying, that the 2 days are two independent days that you have to follow each one because of a doubt, we don't have any doubts today. Answers the Gemara, Mishum de Sholchu Mitam, because it was sent, a message was sent from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, saying, even though you're going to, that you know when Rosh Chodesh is, keep 2 days. Not because the Chachamim stated initially that in Chutz La'aretz, that one day of Yom Tov is 48 hours long. No. Just because Minigav Yisechem B'Yadechem. Because since your fathers had that custom, because they didn't know, continue that custom. Why? Because Zimnin de Gozru Malchus Gzeira, sometimes the Malchus will make Gzeiras and people will forget. People won't be able to learn Torah, they won't be as wise as when they could learn more Torah, they won't know exactly when Rosh Chodesh is, and they'll get all confused. They'll say, just a minute, last year we only did one day Yom Tov, this year it's only one day Yom Tov, and people won't realize, last year you knew when Rosh Chodesh was, this year you don't know when Rosh Chodesh is. But also, there'll be a big issue, a big problem with it. Therefore, they sent a message to Chutz La'aretz saying, even when you know when Rosh Chodesh is, because you're very wise and you know how the months are set up, nonetheless, keep the 2 days. Not because the original Gezeira was a 48-hour Yom Tov, but because originally we had to take precautions for the fact that we don't know which of the one day of 24 hours each, which day was Yom Tov, keep 2 days. And here this is the second halacha that Rav said, the halacha is like Rav, that Noel to Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh. Because Rav says, it's just one Yom, it's one Kedusha, not two Kedushas, and therefore, since it's not one long day, it's two separate days, we have to be Machmir for both, because either one, we have to assume, could be Yom Tov, but we know that only one of them are Yom Tov, not both, and therefore, Noel de Bezeh, Muteres Bezeh, an egg which is born, which was laid on the first day of Yom Tov, then of course you are allowed to use it and eat it on the second day of Yom Tov, because only one of these 2 days is Yom Tov. If the first day is Yom Tov, the second day is weekday. No problem. Enjoy the egg. If the first day was a weekday, then it was laid on a weekday. There's no problem. You can enjoy it on Yom Tov. And Yemirtz Hashem, in the next year, we're going to learn the third halacha of Rav.